Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. It's the second show I've done this evening, and I had the honor to have Dave on and Chris and Lane. Now, they've come up with something very interesting, Dave has, so I'm just going to let him explain what you found, Dave.
Well, I found a YouTube video, and the person who put that up put up several other videos along with it, but this particular segment of the video showed a California Department of Corrections website showing the arrests that happened over the last, I guess, several weeks. And some famous names were involved, such as Nancy Pelosi and Mark Zuckerberg and a few others that we know were guilty, but everybody's denying that these people were arrested, and there are doppelgangers or clones or body doubles walking around pretending to be them, I guess, to appease their brainwashed minions. And this is empirical fact, as close to witnessing it firsthand as you're going to get, I guess.
Okay, so you got the documents up there.
Much like the ACER.gov website that shows over 200,000 sealed indictments. And why would the government do that if it wasn't true? Some people don't trust the government, and they'll say, well, the government put that up there to fool everybody. That's a little bit of much smoke being blown up my ass. I believe that it's true, and these arrests have happened, and the reason that the Kabuki Theater is allowed to continue is to avoid the Civil War, start of a Civil War.
Okay, now...
Which wouldn't last long. It would last about a week.
Yeah, it would.
Patriots outnumbered brainwashed idiots 1,000 to 1, and they would die in a hail of gunfire quicker than anything if they started anything. So, you know, in order to avoid bloodshed, I guess this is what they got to do.
Okay, now, you made your report. Give out the website, your website there. Give out the address so people can go see your video.
It's posted on bitchute.com/net4truthUSA, and all it's under net4truthUSA on BitChute, and it's on Inglorious Patriots on their tube. They also have it on Parler, a link to it on Parler. But the best place to watch it is on BitChute, because BitChute, you know, you'll never know with YouTube. This is my 18th, 19th, and 20th channel on their tube. I call it their tube because it's not YouTube. It's not our tube. It's theirs. It's the cabals. But in order to get the seed plant, we post a couple of videos on it and steer them somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. I know what they've done, like with my videos I had up there. Anyway, now, you got anything to say there? Chris?
I can't help but think that a lot of what happened to you a couple of days ago might be connected with a lot of this shit.
Yeah.
Because I find it awfully funny that Dave finds these names on his California of Corrections, Department of Corrections website, and you wind up a couple of days ago having an FBI agent chase you, get a bunch of cops to arrest your ass, throw your ass in jail, and then they don't want to give you your blood pressure medicine and your heart medication and all that shit, tried to kill you while you were in jail.
Broke into my apartment while I was in jail. Didn't break in. Use the keys. Folks, it was bizarre. I've had these tales on me. Same ones that run in shifts. She's on this particular shift, whichever it was. It was in daytime, about 2:30 or something like that. 2:30. And I'm in my car, and I spot her. And I spot her crawling around behind me, thinking that, because I found a spot that I can pull into, and There's usually a lot of cars there, and it blocks my car, so the ones coming down, I grab the numbers and see if they match up. Here they come again, the same ones I've got. The point, I recognize their vehicles now, and their license numbers. So I've got the same stalker on me for 10 or 12 days, and I'm licensing it, folks, writing it down, the license number and the description of the car, making notes while I'm driving down the road. And I started using a video camera, and I plug it in, and then you can unplug it and from the cigarette lighter, but it lights up. And so I've got them down on video, their license, pulling in behind them, the whole bit, getting their license. I even got some of them on their faces. Well, this gal pulls around behind me, and she thinks she's being slick, and she's sitting to follow me up the road. She already knows where I'm going. She knows I'm going to the nursing home, or the hospital. It was nursing home. And I'd gone to the hospital up there several times. So I moved him across from the hospital because he got good care there. Now, here's the point. Where I left her at a light intentionally, and I did it intentionally to make sure she got stuck there and it would be obvious if she came out through that light. And I turned the red light. Bam, I hit it. Got up 55 miles an hour, and I'm cruising down 40 highway, the old 40 highway, going east towards Blue Springs, or west towards Blue Springs. And she's stuck, I can see her, behind a pickup truck a couple miles back. So I humped, got up there to where I needed to turn, and I went speed limit 40 miles an hour up there. She had to be doing 70, 80, 90 miles an hour. Had to be, as soon as she got free of that pickup truck, hit that corner. Wasn't far. I'm up the light, and all of a sudden I look in my rearview mirror, and this car's on top of me. So I knew it was her, this dark blue Volkswagen, and I already had her number from all week long. So I pulled in the turning lane, and so I pulled in the left lane. She pulls over there behind me, and I'm crawling 2-3 miles an hour, and she's doing the same thing, back and forth. So I pulled the parking lot, took her to the back of the parking lot, and I turned around, and I faced her, and I picked up the phone, and I'm videotaping her right there as she's blocking the intersection, and the whole bit, and I'm videoing her, and I'm calling the police. And you can hear on the audio, the police and everything, and I will make a copy of this, get it on my website. And so anyway, I'm videoing her. So the cops say, well, where are you going? I said, well, I was gonna go up here to St. Mary's Hospital. Meet me up there. She said, okay, and the phone got cut off. Well, I turned the corner, and all of a sudden a motorcycle cop's on me. I turn around, pull back in the parking lot. There's a restaurant there and a lot of people. He screamed, put your hands up. I said, I'm unarmed, my hands are up. And all of a sudden, five cops come in and pointing the guns at me, telling me to get out of the car. They thought I had a gun on me, supposedly. She fucking told them I had a gun. She was an FBI bitch, or whatever, division number 5 she was working for. This can, sometimes they're cops, sometimes they're highway patrolmen, different ones, sheriffs, they use in division 5. Well, they're all operating out of Gene Baker's office, Jackson County prosecutor, at Kansas City, Missouri, because I've been down there. They're operating these hit teams where they got black people they're paying to kill you, Somalians, like they tried to do the first time in 2010 to me in a rollover, which they bounced off the wall to hit me in that left rear, to flip me on that wall, to nearly kill me. I still got a broken neck from it, cut skull, the whole bit. Now, this is the same team that was on me then, is back on me now, and so I'm talking to police. And here they are arresting me for, careless driving and harassment. If you can believe that. It cost me $500, folks, I really didn't have. I'm just starting. We're going to federal court. Oh God, are they gonna be in trouble? And their witnesses are probably the other tails that I got their licenses already. So,
if you got a dash camera, it'd be easy to prove that they're lying.
I got the dash camera. It's voice inside as well. So it picks up the sound. Me talking to the police the whole bit.
Yeah, that's what I got. I got a dash cam and I got a body cam.
Yeah.
And listen, you know, people following you, what I used to do, this is back in the day, about 30, you know, at least 40 years ago, I had a K5 Blazer that I used to drive from Brooklyn to Endicott, New York. And you get on the highway, and these assholes they got the whole road, but they want to be 10 feet behind you going 65, 70 miles an hour. So I got fed up with that shit, and what I did was I bought another windshield washer motor and another windshield washer tank, and I hooked it up to a button on the console. And when you drive between Brooklyn and Endicott, there's not too many truck stops between here and there, and you got to take a piss. So I stopped on the side of the road, and I piss in a wide mouth, you know, beer bottle or a wide mouth Gatorade bottle, and I dump it in secondary tank. And I ran the hose back to the license plate, and I drilled a number 60 hole in one of the screws that mount the license plate and tacked the hose onto the back of that. And when somebody tailgated me, I just pushed a button on the console and squirted a bunch of piss in their radiator. And that backed them off real quick because, you know, 2-week-old piss has been festering in a bottle in the hot summer sun for a minute. Ain't been used in 2 weeks, and now all of a sudden it's being poured into your radiator.
Yeah, it's going to stink. It's going to stink.
And your car's going to reek for a minute.
Yeah, okay. Hey, enough stories for that. Now, you talked about the cameras and stuff. Someone sent me a gift, folks. Video camera sunglasses. It actually has a camera in it. And I put it on, just turn it on, put them on your face, and it's videoing people. Now it's tailing me into like a quick restaurant, like a Taco Bell or whatever. You know, I'll be able to see them face to face and have their faces now. This can be a little bit easier if you have tails. I mean, I'll take them out of the game. I'm not going to get killed over this. And that's what they're trying to do. And they wanted to kill me with those cops. But anyway, you guys got your report out on this. Now, Chris, you want to say a prayer?
Oh, sure. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I lift up this country. Father God, your word says that if my people were to call by my name or humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and reach down and heal their land. And right now, this country needs to be healed because the devil and his minions and those damn demons are causing too much division. And I thank you, Father God, that I've got somebody like Stu and Dave that believe in you, that know what's going on, that know the truth, that are willing to put themselves out there to put out the truth. And I ask that you cover both of them in your precious blood and you keep them safe. And I ask that you continue to keep Stu's dad safe, because I know that a while back they tried to kill him with a cell phone and wound up turning his foot black. Now, Lord, these people are going to be caught. They're going to be brought to justice. And this deep state is coming down, period. We call it done. We call it finished. And these people are going to face not only our justice, but your justice in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Chris, Elaine. All of you have a good evening.